I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into hour number two of the Upstate Pulse. Lonzo and Chris here on a beautiful Saturday night. I don't know if you noticed, and it happens every year like this, the sun is setting quicker.
It is.
Have we solsticed already?
We have solsticed.
When was that?
I want to say it was July 21st, okay. Maybe June 21st.
Okay. I've noticed it starting to get a little bit darker as I'm leaving and starting to cool down a little bit, which is good because I want it to be a little bit cooler outside in the evening Remember?
June 20th. Which indeed was a Saturday. By the way, Alonzo, I want to take a second to compliment you on your choice of music for our open. It's been a while since I think we've talked about that, and I love hearing that music at the beginning of every hour. It's a really good choice.
Me too, and I have no idea what the song's called.
It's been four and a half years.
Yeah,
we've been listening to it for 4.5
yeah.
years, and it still kicks.
It does. You're right. Thank you. I'm blushing. I want to talk about, before we get to video games, we had a mishap. I told you about what I did for my wife for her birthday/Mother's Day. We built the gazebo,
and yes.
Everything. Well, we had a mishap.
Oh, no.
During the storms, the top half of a tree fell off and hit the gazebo.
Oh, no.
It's still standing, though. It bent it in one place.
Right.
But I'm completely shocked that it didn't break the whole thing down, but it was the
well, and it could have branches
and
are
you
heavy.
You have seen the size trees that we have around.
Yes,
I mean they
absolutely.
Are
absolutely. That's what I'm saying is they are not small. You know, pieces of tree that come down are
way heavier than
anybody thinks.
Yeah, especially the top half of the tree, and it's like the tree doesn't look sick or anything, but we so much rain and heat and wind and just the right mix brought the top part of that thing down. And luckily, it didn't destroy it. It's still standing, still in decent shape. But the cooler evenings now, we're finally going to get to be able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we were close to not being able to enjoy it, thanks to the tree and the storms and everything. I'm so glad that didn't happen because you want someone to enjoy a gift like that once you make it. And as soon as we got the thing up, we started getting the 90 degree days, and equally as hot nights, but it's starting to cool down some at night, so we're going to have some more time to be able to enjoy the fire pit and all that kind of stuff. And I am so glad that thing,
yeah, that nobody was sitting
down
under it.
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah, exactly. If someone would have been sitting, well, even if they had been, I think they would have been okay because it
survived. Yeah, yeah. But you don't want to take that kind of a chance.
No, you do not. All right, let's talk video games. I'm not going to play the intro because we have way too many video games to talk about.
Who's got time for intros? Not us.
Exactly. The first thing I want to talk about before let me give you a Ghost of Tsushima update because I've been playing this thing 2 to 3 hours a day for, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's been this game is that big.
Yeah.
And I am in Act 3. And I am, the whole premise of the game or is the Mongols invade this island, a Japanese island, and they start taking over. And you are one of the last samurais, and you have to
effectively
change your style.
Forsake your samurai code
and become
and adopt guerrilla tactics to.
And so I have freed the majority of the island. I don't want to spoil too much, but you're kind of, well, never mind. I'm not going to say that. So the last mission is, I believe it's the last mission. It says to basically take out Khotun Khan, which is the name of the Mongol who has taken things over. So I see that there, but there's still some other things. So I'm taking the time now, even though it's killing me, to go and find all the shrines that I haven't found, to find there are hot springs that you sit in and they give you a little more health. Right. I've maxed out everything, so I can't get any more experience.
I was going to ask if you intend to 100% this game.
I'm trying to do that before I go fight
them. Okay.
Because I believe that if I don't, I won't go back and do it.
Mm.
And the way this is, there are three territories on this island. Once you clear a territory, the fog of war lifts.
Right.
So you can see, and the question marks will show up on places that you didn't actually do things on. So you can go back and do those. And I've done that on the first two territories. So each territory basically is an act. So I'm in act number three. And so I believe this is the final thing to do, to go kill the Khan, because that's basically what it says you're doing.
Right.
But there may be more after that. So I really contemplated, should I do this? Should I not? I want to end this game because, as I said last week when we were talking, I've got that itch, man. Yeah. I just want to move on to something else.
If DLC drops for this, are you going to buy it?
Probably. But as I've read, as of now, there's no plans for DLC. But that can change
Sure. With
as much as this game is sold.
Sure.
If there is a sequel, I definitely will buy that because this has been, the Final Fantasy VII Remake was my favorite game of the year until I started playing this. And this now is my favorite game of the year. And I don't see it being topped, but I hope it is.
Wait, which one did you say before this?
Final Fantasy VII Remake,
right.
Which was just the first segment of that. So you're still waiting. There's going to be like two other segments of it. Eventually,
is that called Final Fantasy VII HD?
No.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VII HD is probably just a, where they bring it up to HD.
Okay.
No, it's called Remake. So anyway, Ghost of Tsushima, I'm almost through it. And I know Sugar Tribbler Cameron, at least one or two guys at his work are also playing through it and are having a blast too. It's a great game. So I looked at Xbox Game Pass and there's some new games dropped this week, and one of them is a game that I really want Chris to play. And when I looked at it, I have you played any of the Darksiders games? I played one, and I beat one, and got through part of the other one. And basically, it's each game is one of the Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Okay.
And
I want. It sounds familiar. Nothing comes to mind as a particularly memorable event.
Well, I believe
one of these,
they're
but
all available on Game Pass, right?
Okay.
Now. So this game, I just wanted to look and see what it was because I when I was doing show prep, I saw that there was a bunch of games dropping on Game Pass. So I wanted to see what this one was, and it is a Diablo clone.
Okay.
Absolutely a Diablo clone.
I had looked at a list of stuff coming to Game Pass, and I noticed a Darksiders game on there.
Yes.
But I don't know anything about it. Part of the reason that I ask about Final Fantasy VII HD is because that's also coming to Game Pass, and I wanted to make sure that it was not the remake, or maybe it is.
I don't believe it's the remake, but if it is, cool. If it is, you should play it. So because right now Final Fantasy VII's remake is PS4 exclusive, I think. So Darksiders, it's the same setup, the same way Diablo is. Up to four people can play, and you can set it up to where you can have people just pop in your game or just friends. You can also play it yourself. You can play it. It has split screen co-op if you want to play it just like Diablo does. Everything is set up the same way, but it's got a bunch of really cool stuff, and it's not a flat map. So there are things that are higher levels that you have to try to get up to discover other stuff to unlock powers and things like that. The map is confusing to me because I have trouble with game maps. I've always had trouble with game maps. And when it's a multi-level game map, it really messes with me.
Interesting. You should try Carrion. It doesn't have a map.
I will try that eventually. All right, so the other thing about this, when you go to the map itself, it will show you where everything is and if you actually got it or not, which I think is cool because then you can go back and say, okay, I didn't get that and that. I want to go back and get that. And then I just got a thing that's a glaive that you can direct it to bounce through flame and it will light torches, which will unlock other places you can go through. And I'm playing as War right now because War is he's sword wielding tank type guy. I started out playing as Strife. Strife is got two guns. And so there's two other horsemen. They're not showing them on there, but I believe if you have four people playing, they would be there. But this would be again, a Diablo clone, this would be a lot of fun if you're into that kind of stuff, especially since we've never played any of these. We have no idea what's going to happen. And you collect souls, and you can trade those souls to unlock powers and other things like that. And I played through chapter one today because I wanted to be able to talk about it. And I highly recommend this game if you have Game Pass and you really like Diablo, Diablo 2, Diablo 3, any of those kind of games. What was it?
Torchlight 2.
If you like any of those kind of games, you're going to like this game. It's a lot of fun, and it's fairly small. I think it was like 11 gig or something like that, so it's not bad.
That's not small.
Well, compared to some...
Under a gig is small.
Well, compared to the games that I've been downloading,
no,
which are like 30 and 40.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I will say that I noticed... So for those who don't know... but have Game Pass, you should check out there's something that Xbox does called Game Pass Quests, which give you points towards your Microsoft Rewards total, which is another program that I highly recommend getting. And right now, Game Pass Ultimate is doing something called Summer Mode, where you get bonuses to those quests. And this week, either this current week or the week coming up, Fallout 76 has a bonus quest that is just one more reason for me to start Fallout 76. So I'm gonna try and do that this week.
Well, you need to let me know.
Yes, I'm gonna.
Because another reason why you should jump on Fallout 76 is because QuakeCon is going on. It started yesterday, goes through till tomorrow. So there are special deals on a lot of Bethesda stuff, including some free stuff in 76 that you can get. Most of it's cosmetic, but still it's cool because you don't have to pay for it. Right now, if you don't have Game Pass and you're wanting to buy Fallout 76, it's up to 50% off. Doom Eternal is up to 50% off. Elder Scrolls Online, 50% off. Rage 2 is 80% off. Again, Rage 2 also on Game Pass. But there are people out there who don't have Xbox and they just are playing on other systems.
Or the other thing is that if you know you like a game, it's probably not going to be on Game Pass forever.
True.
Eventually, most of these titles cycle out.
That's a good point.
Now's a chance to get it for cheap if it's a game that you like.
And if it's a game like Elder Scrolls Online or Fallout 76, which are basically online games,
right?
Buy them now while they're cheap. When they go off Game Pass, you still have them and you didn't have to pay full price. If it's a game that you could complete, I wouldn't do that because
chances are
it will be on Game Pass long enough for you to finish
Carrion
it.
Carrion is one of those. I finished that in probably 10, maybe 15 hours. I mean, it did not take long. And it was fun. I know I've talked about it before, but I do recommend that you play it because I've finished it at this point, and it really is, it's a very interesting game.
All right, there's a couple of things that you gave me that I don't know a lot about because I don't have an Android, but I believe you do.
I do. One of the things is that Xbox Game Pass is, apparently Microsoft has worked out a deal with Samsung for their new device that just dropped this week, I think, the Samsung Galaxy Note 20, that their Game Pass app is going to be different from Game Pass on any other device. There's extra stuff that you can do through it. Now, so far, and the article that I found about it did not have a lot of detail, but so far it looks like the only extra stuff is that you can make purchases through the app, like special things will be available for you to get that won't be available through other apps. But this seems, Microsoft has been working with Samsung for a while now, and apparently Google, there's some interesting stuff going on between Samsung, Microsoft, and Google, because Google Android is made by Google, and Google has the Google Play Store where virtually all of the apps come from. I mean, there are apps that you can install that don't come through there, but most of the ones that you get are going to go through there. Samsung also has an app delivery system called the Samsung Store that you can get things there. Microsoft and Samsung have been working together to develop stuff kind of apart from Google, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see this relationship grow over the next several years. I know Microsoft used to have their own OS for handheld devices like this. It was a pared down version of Windows, effectively. It was Windows Mobile or something like that. I forget what they called it. But They decided to discontinue that. They haven't supported that for a while. But it wouldn't surprise me if Microsoft and Samsung come up with some sort of partnership to move forward. I don't know if it's going to be more stuff like this, more stuff that you can only get through Microsoft and Samsung, or if it's going to be some other device, or if Microsoft will start making OSs for Samsung devices or what. But I can see this turning into a real business relationship.
So is this for games on that phone?
No, I don't think you're going to be able to play games on the phone or on the device. I hesitate to call it a phone because it's the Note, which is more of a, it's kind of a
mini tablet.
I don't like this term, but the industry term is phablet, which is a cross between a phone and a tablet. I know it's
gotta
lame.
Admit, never heard that before.
It's lame. But I believe that's the category that this device fits into. It operates as a phone, but it's bigger than most phones are, so it's kind of like a miniature tablet, but it also has phone capabilities, et cetera. But this is something that is going to be exclusive to the Note 20, and at least so far. They may expand it later, but that's where it's launching. And it looks like you can just get some extra stuff through Game Pass, not play games. Now, Microsoft is also working on xCloud and the streaming gaming. In fact, that particular deal has...
Why don't you hold that? Hold that.
Okay, yeah, let's hold that thought, and I'll talk about it when we come back. There's a special package that comes along with that, or that's available with that, that we'll talk about when we come back from break. You're listening to the Upstate Pulse on 106.3 and continuing live on the Upstate Pulse and 106.3 WORD Facebook pages.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I said good day, sir.
He's right. It was a good day.
You know what?
And a good night.
You know what occurred to me listening to that rejoin and the one that we heard just a little while ago? Can you imagine Gene Wilder in his prime playing the Joker in Chris Nolan's Batman series?
It would have been interesting.
I'm not saying that Heath Ledger didn't do an absolutely stellar job, because he did, but we know what happened to him after that. And this is something that's kind of occurred to me every once in a while, is who else could have played that role as well as Ledger did and not gotten the result that he got, not had the fate that he had after that. Gene Wilder, I think he would have been a fascinating choice. I mean, probably by the time that movie was made, I think he had passed, but maybe not. And still, even if he hadn't, too old to play the role, but in his day, oh man, I bet he'd have been an amazing Joker.
It would have been different though, but I see what you're saying. All right, during the break,
yeah,
we both got
we
on
were
our
discovering
Game Pass
things.
Apps, and Chris found something.
Yeah, so what I was going to say is that with this partnership between Microsoft and Samsung that they're apparently working on, the Note 20 has an optional gaming bundle that includes, I think, a controller. I'm not sure if the controller comes with it or you have to supply your own controller, but there's a holder so that you can mount your controller, your phone rather, your device, your phablet, to the controller and use it basically as handheld gaming, like a handheld gaming device. And that sounds really neat. I did log into as Lonzo mentioned, my Game Pass app on my phone, and the first banner that appeared says that coming 9/15, September 15th, which is less than, it's a little over a month away at this point. You can play over 100 games on your Android mobile phone or tablet from the cloud with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. So specifically the Ultimate version of Game Pass, of which there are a couple different varieties, but Ultimate is the one that comes with everything, basically. They're launching this xCloud Gaming, and it's something that's been in development. I was actually part of the beta for this, at least part of it, and it looks like it's launching now. A little over a month's time, it's going to be launching, and you can actually play Xbox games from the cloud on your Android device.
You know, speaking of handheld games, Nintendo's profit has jumped more than 400%.
Yes.
Thanks to the Switch and Animal Crossing. Now, I've never been into Animal Crossing. I will tell you.
Me neither, but it is immensely popular.
That my daughter just got a Switch so she could get Animal Crossing, and she and her friends play Animal Crossing all the time.
It's like a game and social media at the same time.
Yeah, and maybe that's why it doesn't interest me that much. I don't think there's any battle in it. I think it's like growing vegetables and selling them at the market, and there's fishing and things like that. But she's really into it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my kind of game. But obviously, it's a lot of other people's kind of game for them to sell that much. Nintendo sold about 5.7 million of the devices, talking about Nintendo Switch, from April through June. And part of the problem is COVID and people being stuck at home. And what they're doing is, as we have started talking more video games, it's because more people are playing video games now and have an interest in it. And so handheld games are making a comeback. Now, will they stay that way? I don't know. But Animal Crossing, and it's been around for a long time, different iterations of it. It never really, to me, it's like a Sims game.
Yeah, it definitely is a Sim-type game. It's like you said, it's farming. It's just it's slice of life.
All the characters are very cute.
There's all kinds of it's cartoonish. It's cute. There's all kinds of stuff.
And I'm not downgrading
busy work
the game at all. I mean, because obviously a lot of people play it. It's just not for me. But
like I said, immensely popular. I mean, the partially responsible for, you know, a fivefold increase in Nintendo's profits. I mean, that's amazing. And I'm happy to see that because I am a Nintendo fanboy. I have loved Nintendo since the early 80s and or mid 80s at least, and have always enjoyed their stuff. Nintendo has always had sort of a childlike perspective of gaming. When in the late 90s and early 2000s, when all of the consoles were starting to include DVD players in their DVD playing capabilities in their consoles to entice people to get them as sort of a general entertainment device. Hey, not only does it play games, you can also watch movies on it too. Nintendo intentionally said, we're not going to do that. We want to build a console just for games. We want this to be a fun thing to do fun things with. And that's been their intention along and along. And the Switch, I think, is another step down that road. It is something that is intended just to play games on, and it's a brilliant device, and I would love to have one.
I don't play mine nearly enough, and part of it, you know, part of the reason why I got it is for when I, you know, traveled, went somewhere, or had to go sit in a waiting room to get my car fixed or something. Yeah, well, something going on right now has stopped that sort of thing from happening. So,
well, then you can sit in the waiting room while your car gets worked on.
Well, there is that, isn't there? So I do have one. I don't play it nearly enough, and no, I don't want to give it away. Sorry. I will play it more. It's the luxury or the curse of having too much. But man, I'm 51 years old. I've worked really hard for my stuff, and I don't feel guilty for having it.
No, it's okay, and I'm not. I've always loved Nintendo's stuff,
and Nintendo to me, I guess I was too old for that to happen. I mean, because I I'm a decade older than you.
Yeah.
So when all that stuff happened for you, I was already, much older.
I don't know, man. I think you'd have been primed because I remember being like, six or seven when I got my Nintendo. I felt that way
for the Atari 2600.
Sure.
And I felt that way for the Sega Genesis because I was a teenager when the Sega Genesis came out.
Yeah.
I was so into Sonic and all that
kind of
stuff.
And that would have been around the time that the Super Nintendo came out. And
I just don't know. Nintendo has just never been it for me. Oh, it just hasn't. And
fond memories
I was PlayStation until Xbox came out. Then I was Xbox all the way when you had to pick one or the other. And
I've never thought you need to pick one or the other. I think that's mentality coming through.
You know why you have to pick one or the other?
No.
Because you can only afford one or the other.
Well,
that's what I meant.
Okay.
You know, if I could have them I want every one of them.
I've never had to choose between Star Wars and Star Trek. I've never had to choose between Clemson and Carolina.
Well,
I've never had to choose between Xbox and Nintendo and
PlayStation. Here was a decision. It's, you know, Microsoft, when they first came out with Xbox, they went a certain way with the kind of games they had, and PlayStation went a certain way with the kind of games they had. So if you were into a certain kind of game, you went one way, and if you were into another, you went the other way. And I think it was a good move by both parties to try to get a certain sect of the gaming community to go with their particular console. But now things have gotten cheaper, and eventually they will again. And you can, a lot of times, like when the PlayStation 5 comes out, the 4 is going to get cheaper. And eventually you can decide if you want to pick one up.
Well, it'll be discontinued too.
For a while, you'll be able to play everything on it. Speaking of playing things that were old and are now being made new, something that definitely will interest you. The Mass Effect trilogy remastered is set to release on September 29th, according to a listing from a major UK retailer game who also opened pre-orders for the game. It looks like the remastered version of these three games is indeed coming soon, thanks to the latest listing. But it doesn't say if they're going to have all the DLC. Now, I
it
hope
ought
they have,
to. If they're going to remaster something, there's no reason not to put the DLC in it.
Oh, for sure. And Mass Effect 2 had some of the best DLC of any game that I've ever played.
And I will say, I am still on the fence about the remastering phenomenon, this trend to remaster and re-release games. It seems like the video game version of Disney remaking all of these movies in live action rather than animated.
I wish they remake a lot of games and put them in VR, but that's just me because there are games. Any first-person shooter or anything like that should be able to be put in VR because you're already a first person.
I mean, it seems like such a cop-out. The way that people complain about movies all being like remakes and sequels and stuff like that, it's the same kind of thing. Like, bring out some new games, some new property. I wish Anthem had done more than it did because when I saw that trailer, that's the first time I really anticipated a game for a long time.
And there was something about it that made me not get it. And I don't know what it was.
It was really cool, but it just missed on a few points. And I think it got better. Like, they eventually released patches and DLC and stuff like that, and it got better, but it just wasn't what it seemed to be when it first launched. And I wish they could come out with stuff that's new. And I will say that the PS5 reveal that we talked about a month or two ago, that had a lot of really new stuff. I mean, it had some sequels, it had some stuff like that in it, but it seemed like new material, even if it was continuing an established franchise. It seemed like they were taking, you know, they were pushing the envelope. And even then, there was a bunch of stuff that was new intellectual property, and I applaud that. I'm hoping that we'll see more of that, more than just like indie titles, you know, like Carrion. I mentioned it earlier, but it really stands out because I played it recently as a really interesting release that did some new stuff, and there's nothing like that before.
All right, here's why I'm being hopeful about Mass Effect being
not saying don't be hopeful. I'm not saying I'm not hopeful. I'm just...
No, because of how bad the last Mass Effect game did.
Oh, Andromeda.
Here's what I'm hoping, that they're redoing it so people can get back into Shepard, and then suddenly they find a way to make a direct sequel to those, and that he's still alive. He died once before and they brought him back. They can do that again. It's a video game, just like comic books. You can bring somebody back. Clone him. I don't care. Bring him back. He was the reason why everyone loved that those games. And I just I hope they come up with some more.
In my game,
like
Shepard
those.
Was a she.
Okay. Well, maybe she was great for you. I don't know. Another gaming company has come out with a new game, and I know you're not real excited about this, but I am. Rocksteady, the makers of Batman Arkham series, are doing a Suicide Squad game. Now, right now, all you have out there is kind of a picture, and the picture is crosshairs over Superman's head. Now, the rumor was it's Suicide Squad versus Justice League. So I think that has a lot of possibilities if that indeed is what it is. And I think those Batman games were awesome. They really were.
No, the Batman games, the Arkham series was incredible. I mean, it was, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, that was.
Imagine being able to play as Deadshot or some of the Suicide Squad guys that can actually.
Here's the problem. If you're playing as the Suicide Squad, I don't know how you go up against the Justice League and win.
It doesn't mean that's what it is.
Well,
right now,
Suicide Squad versus the Justice
League. No. I said the picture shows that. The title is just Suicide Squad.
Where did you get the idea?
The rumor. There was a rumor.
Okay.
Rumors are not always true.
Well, no, absolutely. But if that's what it's going to be, if the rumor is true, I'm not saying that it is, but if it is.
All right. Those rumors arose once again last month, the suggestion that the game's full name may be Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
Again, I don't know.
We're going to find out. And
we're going to find
out. Here's how we're going to find out. Now, DC has a big event coming up on the 22nd. It's called DC Fandome, and it's going to go for 24 hours. There's supposed to be a ton of reveals about games and movies and series and all kinds of stuff like that. It's going to happen on the 22nd, so we will more than likely find out then. But I think Rocksteady has a really good record of putting out some really good games.
You're right. They absolutely do.
And I think Suicide Squad has potential because of that.
I think it does, too. I just don't. I don't know.
There are certain gaming companies that just don't put out bad games.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's true either. I mean, Blizzard, I think, is one that you would probably put on that list. But Blizzard has made some games that did not live up to expectations. Diablo 3, frankly, when it first came out, when it launched, people hated that game. They were angry about having to wait for so long for a game that did not remotely live up to expectations. Now, to Blizzard's credit,
I guess I'm not as serious as some people because I thought it was great.
To Blizzard's credit, they went back to the drawing board and changed a bunch of stuff and fixed a bunch of stuff, and it's turned into a really fantastic game, but it did not start that way. StarCraft 2, frankly, was kind of the same way. I don't think it quite, you know, disappointed people the way that Diablo 3 did, but it was not well received. Certainly not as well received.
Admittedly, I have StarCraft 2 like on that laptop, and I've played just a little bit of it. I just didn't get into it.
See, that's kind of my point. I mean, it didn't.
I didn't have that problem with Diablo 3.
Well, again, as opposed to the original StarCraft, which blew people away and arguably was the beginning of the current esports trend.
Well, it's hard to do that twice. How often do sequels live up to the potential?
That's the reputation that Blizzard has. I mean, if you look at the Warcraft series, World of Warcraft, I mean, is just insanely popular still. And they have had so many hits. It's tough to expect them not to hit, especially when they cancel things that people were highly anticipating, like StarCraft Ghost, which I still wish they would relaunch.
Yeah, that would have been a cool game. It definitely would have. All right, I have a question for you, Chris.
I have an answer for you,
yes,
Lonzo. Let's see if
you
match.
Always have an answer, which is why I'm asking you this question. All right, so Marvel's Avengers is coming out, but there is an exclusive character coming out only for one of the consoles. If you had the money to buy one or the other console, would an exclusive character on one of those consoles make you buy that console?
I doubt it. So, I don't think a specific exclusive game would sway me one way or the other.
Spider-Man will be an exclusive DLC for PlayStation players.
That doesn't surprise me considering the success of the Spider-Man game that came out.
The best superhero game, one of the best of all time. That was an excellent game. But why are they doing this? And I haven't seen anything where there will be an Xbox exclusive.
That's the thing is I don't know why you do something like that. I don't know why you split your exclusivity like that. I mean, either if you're going to do exclusive stuff, do it for both instead of playing favorites. I mean, if you're going to have an exclusive character on one console, just make the entire game exclusive to that console.
Agreed. But that is the next game that I'm looking forward to is
this smacks of a company trying to extend their revenue with DLC. The way that they release an unfinished game and then give you like more of the game property that should have been in there as DLC later, just to make you buy more of it, so that you wind up spending $100 on a game instead of $60 or something like that. It's that's what it smells like.
All right, Chris.
I don't know that's what they're doing, but that's what it seems like.
What you playing?
Well, let's see. I played the new, not new. Actually, it's not even remotely new. It's 16 years old or something. But it's the game that just dropped with Games with Gold, which is MX Unleashed, which is an old motocross racing game by Rainbow Studios, which did one of the games that showed up on my top 20 games of all time list, ATV Off-Road Fury. That game was an absolute blast. Unfortunately, MX Unleashed doesn't quite live up to it, but it's still a lot of fun and definitely some good retro gaming. It originally came out on the original Xbox and has been released with the retro backwards compatibility for Xbox One. Like I said, I finished Carrion. That game was really, really cool.
Were you satisfied with the ending?
I was very satisfied with the ending. There are a couple complaints that I had regarding the gameplay near the end, because you reach a point, like I said, it's a Metroidvania, which is known for its item gating properties that you can't get into a certain section of the map until you have a particular ability or item, and then that opens up more map where you can find another item that opens up more map, et cetera, et cetera. To begin with, there's no map in this game. There's no way to pull up a map, and most of the time that's not an issue, but you reach a point at the end of the game where there's this kind of central location where you can go to a bunch of different places that you've already been and explore places that you couldn't get to before. That would have been a perfect place to put a map in the game, but they didn't do it. And they also didn't have any kind of indication like how to get to places, so you just had to remember. There's also some of the things that you get through the extra exploration were not as useful now that you're right near the end of the game. You know, they would have been more useful if you gotten them earlier, but you don't get them earlier because you can't reach them. But those are pretty much my two complaints.
Can you play back through in a different difficulty and keep everything that you learned?
I think I'm. You're talking about kind of a new game plus,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Because if you found those powers later on, you'd be able to use them to play all the way through the game.
That's an interesting idea. Given the way that the story works, I kind of doubt it. But maybe I didn't try that. I didn't go back and try and restart a game after I finished it. It's basically just a one shot. I 100%ed it my first time through. Like I said earlier, it took me about 10 or 15 hours. So it's not a long game. Once the story has unfolded, it's not going to change. You know, I mean, it's just a story that gets told through the plot of the game. It's a good story. It's an interesting story, but it's not going to be different the second time you play it. So I didn't try going back and doing that.
Anything else that you're playing?
Nothing that comes to mind, but several things on the list. By the way, we were talking about stuff that's come out on Game Pass. Dark Anthology's Man of Medan is one of the ones that is now on Game Pass, available on Game Pass, and that is intensely cool. It is like playing a movie, and co-op play is the only way to play it. It's really, really neat. I highly recommend it.
All right, listen to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD, continuing live on the 106.3 and Upstate Pulse Facebook pages. Lightning Round coming up. We'll be right back.
Lightning can only strike twice so many times.
All right, lightning round, which means we've got about 5 minutes to get through a bunch of stories, the things we have left. A 60-foot Gundam robot took its first step in Japan. I don't know if you've seen it. It's 25.
This seems like it'll turn out well.
25 tons, 60-foot replica of the franchise iconic RX-78 II mecha suit. It doesn't have...
From which franchise?
From Gundam.
Okay. Mobile Wing Gundam?
I believe so. If you look at it, that's what it looks like. If you look at it, it's next to a scaffold. It's facing the ocean, which it should be, in case, you know, it needs to do anything. But I'm calling shenanigans. I'm calling bogus on this. First of all, if you look at the video, you can see guys on cranes go over, and it's moving really fast. So they sped up the film to make it look. It never takes a step. The leg moves up and it moves down. It's still stuck to the scaffolding. So in order to take a first step, you actually have to move forward or backwards, and it does not do that. It just moves its leg. It is huge, though.
Just up and down.
Yeah. It's still cool. It's very cool looking to think that maybe...
I mean, 60 feet, that's taller than most buildings we have around here.
All right. A major reason this robot will be able to move at all is it's relatively lightweight. The average weight of a car is more than 4,000 pounds, which is 2 tons. Yet this is only...
That's also really impressive, something that big to be
that
light.
This is only 25 tons, despite the fact one of machine's hands is 6.5 feet in length.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's huge. It looks really cool, but sorry, did not take a step. All right, Cheetos is making mac and cheese.
Yes.
Will you get Cheetos mac and cheese?
I would try it, especially as a taste test.
Yeah, it looks really cool. There is bold and cheesy, flaming hot, and cheesy.
Now, I will say,
jalapeno.
I have had flaming hot Cheetos,
and
I do not like them. They are only spicy. They do not have any flavor other than spicy.
Agreed. And after you take so many,
and it's not, and that's the problem. Cheetos' original flavor is so good.
Yes.
It's so good.
Not so good on chicken,
don't
though.
Don't mess with it.
This
is a place where I could see it working. Maybe it won't. It'll be
gross.
They
even have those little mac and cheese cups that you can throw in the microwave. They have those, too. So,
maybe
is something we might be able to pick up and try them here on the show.
Maybe it'll suck, but this is the way to do it.
All right. Animaniacs Hulu revival release date has been announced.
November 20th, I want to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to read really quick. You know, highlighting would be a good move on my part.
We have highlighters in this building, Lonzo.
We do.
I'm going to get you one. I know where they keep them in the
supply closet. Yeah, by the time you do it, it will be over here.
Well, not now.
You can see if you can find it.
Because
I don't see it. While you're looking for that, Comedy Central orders Ren and Stimpy show reboot. I never really liked Ren and Stimpy, but I think you did, right?
You know what? I do remember liking it. Here's the thing. If I had seen Ren and Stimpy now, I don't think I would have liked it as much as I liked it when it came on originally. Because I was younger and my tastes have changed a little bit as I've gotten older. Now, if they can update the humor and make it really clever, I think it could be a success. But if they're aiming at the same age group that they got when the original one came out, I don't think it's going to do as well.
All right, a sequel to Who's the Boss? I don't really care. Do you care?
Not much.
Okay.
But
they're doing
it. They're doing it, and that was the main reason that I grabbed it, is because I saw the headline that they're redoing Who's the Boss, redoing everything
these
days.
It's Who's the Boss, the woke version.
Yeah, who knows?
Wait to see that.
Mostly what it reminded me of is the Community episode where Abed explains to a professor at their community college has created an entire class about who's the boss and not really being able to tell who the boss is. And in one class, Abed shows him up and describes distinctly with like six different aspects why Angela is the boss and like completely destroys his professor's class. It's hilarious.
All right. And finally, my dilemma last week with the Umbrella Academy, I did not watch the new ones until the family finished it. The family finished it Thursday night, and we watched the first episode of season 2 on Friday. If you haven't seen Umbrella Academy, it's on Netflix. You need to watch it. It is an excellent show. Was worried about season 2. Season 2, episode 1 was great. So hopefully the rest of the season will continue to be as good, and I will wait and watch it with the family because they're all into it, and they all love it as much as I did.
And they all got through season one.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And, you know, you never know if someone's going to like something as much as you do when you watch it alone. But watching it together, they were thinking the same things that I was thinking when I watched it and were asking me. It's like, I'm not telling you. You just got to wait and see. All right. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks for all the texts.
Thanks, Facebook.
Yeah. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back next week, probably.